Good morning, everybody. I hope everybody's awake already. I think 9 o'clock is quite early for KDE people, so. Okay, I'm talking today about KDE community websites and what can online communities do for the free desktop. Topics are the past of the KDE community websites, the present of KDE today, like I see it, and the future, my vision for KDE. Okay, let's start with the past, a little bit of history first. I'm a KDE user since 1998, and I've become a contributor in 2001 when I founded kdlook.org. I think most of you know the site, probably. It's an artwork community and collaboration platform where a user can share their artwork with others, work together. The important point is that users can become contributors. So even if they're not developers. Before this website, it was really difficult for artists to contribute to KDE because they have to use the developer tools like CVS and other stuff, which is good for developers but difficult for some artists. So the artwork community grew from basically 2 to thousands. I think few of you remember the old days where most of the artwork was basically done by Tuckert and MOSFET. So, yeah. Important point for me is there's no top-down moderation. So there's no real top-down quality control from one master art director who says which is good content and what is bad content. Important is power to the people. So everybody can contribute. And it's probably good stuff or bad stuff, but it's not, I don't decide this. I think the community and the people should decide what is good and what is bad. There's a voting system and a comment system, so really you can, as an artist, you can see what people are thinking, what they like, you can improve it, you can communicate with your users. That's the whole point of the platform, I think. In 2003, I launched kdapps.org. I think it's also a very popular site. People can upload their applications and got in contact with their user base. That's also very important. We have also voting and comments. We get feedback from the users, and you can see what applications are available and try them out. In 2004, there was the first time the Get Hot New Stuff framework introduced. Most of the work is done by Josef and Cornelius. So it's a framework where the first time the desktop integrates with community websites. So you can download wallpapers, for example, directly from the desktop, from the website. So in 2007, OpenDesktop.org is founded. It's the head of the other websites. The point is to do collaboration with other free software projects. So, for example, GNOME and XFCE, and other sub projects. So, we have stuff like wallpapers, for example. I don't see a real point to divide wallpapers in KDE wallpapers and GNOME wallpapers and, I don't know, SUSE wallpapers and Ubuntu wallpapers. I mean, basically, we are all free desktop people and we should work together. So the point is to share this content. This is also the case for icons, sounds, fonts, mouse themes, and a lot of other stuff. And of course, also user login. So if you have a user login on one side, you're part of one free software community, you can use your login on the other websites too. Because most developers, they are not focused on one project, they work on different projects. At the moment, we have over 30 websites for free software projects. The focus is, of course, the KDE sites. It's clear. Example of websites are for Qt, for example, Qt apps, very active website. We have command line applications. GTK apps, Java apps, a lot of websites for distribution stuff, Debian, OpenSUSE, Ubuntu, Kubuntu, and so on, and also for very important, very active applications like, I don't know, Blender, Inkscape, GIMP, Scribus. So, and these all websites, they are interconnected, so categories are shared. So, for example, if you upload a font on one website and fonts are useful for other projects too, this category is shared. You don't have to invent everything again. We have over 60 million page impressions per month at the moment. 100,000 registered users. The important point here is that you don't have to register with the site if you download something or you vote on some content. You only have to register if you contribute actively. So these are really 100,000 active contributors. And yeah, it's 5 terabytes of traffic at the moment and 3 servers. Okay, now to the present, the state of KDE today, like I see it. I think we have reached feature equality with Windows and OS X, more or less, of course. Of course, there are things we have to improve, other things we are way ahead of the competitors, but more or less, we are in the same league. KDE is free, it's fast, secure, feature-rich, easy to use, customizable, beautiful. And we have achieved all this with much less developers and resources compared with, for example, Microsoft or Apple. This is a really big, big thing. So how is this possible? I think it's possible because we are a big, friendly, worldwide family of developers and users. We work working on our spare time. We are friends, very important. We all share our passion for KDE. We're helping others in Linux user groups and on the internet. We're spending our vacation at Academy, for example. And we're working for fun, not for money. I think that's the most important thing. And of course, we are a community. That's why we are so successful. But less than 1% market share. Why? How can we get 10% or 20%? I think if we want to get more adoption of the KDE desktop in the on the in the in the, in the worldwide market, we have to give our users a real reason to switch. We have to do something special. We have to focus on our strong points. We have to see what our USP is, and we have to work on this. We have to deliver what Microsoft and Apple can't deliver. Windows should appear incomplete compared with KDE. And I think, what could this be? I think this could be our community, like I said before. I think this is really our strong point. I think this is what makes us different from other proprietary software. So I think it's important thing to do to integrate community functionality into the desktop. So now to my personal vision of the future of KDE. I propose to build a social desktop, welcome new users into the family. Examples could be, here's our default KDE 4.1 desktop. I think it's beautiful, it's functional, fast, secure, and everything. All the features are there, the important ones, but it more or less looks like a proprietary software. Where's our community? If you look at the at the desktop, you see all the functions and buttons and all this stuff, but you can't see the people. And I think the people is the thing which makes the difference. Possibility would be a plasmoid like this one, where you can see KDE users near me. For example, if you start up your KDE desktop the first time, you see, well, there are other KDE users in the same city. And you can see, oh, okay, he's working on this or that. That's interesting. We can become friends. We can send an instant message or an email. We can even do direct screen sharing and ask questions. For example, well, I have this Kubuntu live CD and everything works great, but I can't figure out how to change the resolution of the screen. We can directly ask someone. This is a functionality Apple or Microsoft can't deliver because there are boxed products. There's no community behind. How to meet the community? The possibility is to pre-configure our calendar, for example, with KDE user group events and Linux user group events near the city I live. For example, if you start your calendar the first time, you see, there's a KDE user group in Brussels on Tuesday. So you can think about meeting people there and get in contact with the community and also become a contributor. And Linux user group in Mechelen on Friday sounds interesting. But who are the developers? This is our default about dialogue. I think it's a lot of information on it, but not very exciting. I think we can improve it by adding pictures of the developers. So you actually see who is working on this stuff. This makes the application more personal. You can see this is actually done by people. This is done by people like me and you. This is not done by a company. He has functionality like this plus sign where you can get a friend, you can get in contact with the developers, communicate with them. And you even have a button on the bottom, become a fan of Dolphin, for example. So as a user, you can click on this button. When you become an official fan of this application, you list it on a special web page where you can see, here I'm a supporter of this application, I like this application. And I want to be part of the community. For example, the application developers, they can send notifications to their users if their new version is available. You can say, I want that my user base knows that there's a bug in this application and the bug fix is available now, something like that. How can the community help me with my work? For example, screenshot of K-Word. I'm writing a document at the moment, for example, an invitation to a party or a greeting card for Christmas. And wouldn't it be nice to have users shown up in the application who are working on a similar document? So at the same time or even in the past, and you can directly contact them and discuss with them some stuff about this kind of document. You can even download the document if they share it. Privacy control is, of course, extremely important here. There's no question about this. How can the community help me with hardware problems? Another example is our print dialogue. As you can see, it's quite powerful. It's a lot of options and a lot of stuff you can do with it, but it can be confusing for new users. I have inserted a button here, find other people with this printer. So if you have problems, configure your printer, for example, you can click on this button and see instantly a list of other KDE users who use the same hardware. You can ask them and communicate with them how to configure some color calibration stuff or something like that. This is also a functionality Microsoft and Apple can't deliver. Of course, you can have a support contract with them, but you don't get really direct information from other users. This is much more advanced. How can the community help me with software problems? This is our handbook for Dolphin, for example. It's very interesting information in it and very good written, but I think it's clear that if you have a non-trivial question and a more advanced question, it's difficult to find an answer inside this handbook. Normally you start up your browser, go to Google, and type in the question. And you have to dig through online forums and mailing lists to find an answer how to solve some special application problem. I think we can do better than this. Possibility could be to integrate a knowledge base directly into the application. So you can type in some special keyword and you get directly results from other users who have the same problem, and you can see is this problem already solved or not, and can get in contact with them and work together. So you don't have to know what special website is useful for this application. This is for beginners. I think this is very, very useful. How can we achieve all this? I think a lot of the stuff I've shown is very advanced, very fancy. It's not easy to implement, but it's doable. What we need is a standard API where different applications or desktop systems communicate with web services and online communities and online applications to exchange data and users. So I'm proposing an open collaboration services standard. It's a standard where different modules are specified how to exchange data and integrate these services. So an important point of the specifications are privacy settings, of course, extremely important. The next important stuff is no login to a specific service provider website. So this is really about creating an ecosystem for websites and applications. It's not about locking someone on some special website. It's completely independent. Scalability, we want that millions of users use this functionality, so it's of course important that it scales very well and easy to use for users and also for developers. So it should be platform and technology independent, so it's easy to implement for everybody. So I have set up opencollaborationservices.org and also a free desktop org site already, and I have written a first draft, and I will release this today, and I hope to discuss the stuff with you later. The first draft is there are modules about user exchange, user communication, so you can search users, you can get friends with users, you can see user activities for your friends, for example, if you're a friend with a developer, you can see what he is doing at the moment. I think few of you know Facebook, it's functionality like this, but on the desktop. Messages, you can exchange messages, you can handle content downloading, document template downloading, uploading, and knowledge base functionality. So you can post some problems, other can answer this problem, you can discuss stuff. So this is already in draft one. And I've implemented the API on the Open Desktop org websites already for the draft one modules. So I hope that other websites join soon. And yeah, we can build something big. How you can help? Discuss the social desktop and the draft one. Write plasmoids, of course. I think plasmoids is very important technology for functionality like this. And of course, we need Akonadi, Decibel, and application integration, a lot of other stuff, but we have to discuss this. And I'm doing a BOF session, of course, later this week. And yeah, I hope a lot of you are interested in these ideas and we can discuss this. Questions?